Good morning.
Labai tikėjausi,
I was hoping that next Sunday, maybe most of us would meet in a church, but we will need to wait. When we speak about before speaking God's word, I want to say something that in this time when we are, God gives the grace to hear the God's word, to accept, to connect in the internet platform. So use this time and take what we have. And God is ministering through this in this way. But I want to warn, when the circumstances change, the grace on the internet platform will change. We are created to see each other, to touch, to share heart to heart, not through the glassy or internet. Some of you maybe live far away in Norway mountains, or the circumstances don't allow you to connect, to be connected. So God can use this internet platform. But in this day, we have this, we are in a spiritual unity together. So those who are still haven't got a chance, calm down and concentrate to open the heart and just to hear what the God Spirit speaks to the church, what the God speaks to you and me today. Thinking about what God wants to say today. I've got many sermons, but every time when I prepare for the sermon, I always say, God, this is your church, this is your people, you are the shepherd, you know what we are going through, and you know what the word we need. And sometimes it's just one word on one thought, sometimes all the sermon, a whole sermon. And I submit to it, and I believe that God will minister to all of us. Today, when I speak God's word, I want to remind you, or maybe you hear this first time, but I want to remind, and if you parted from this way, to come back. So the Christianity is the relationship between the God and human. Christianity is the relationship. So say loudly, relationship between God and human, between God and me. And very often the gospel, it's projected not in the right way. And very often from the sermons, or maybe evangelists, when the evangelist is speaking, and it's good, they speak good, but you may have an impression that Jesus came to sacrifice himself for us to avoid the hell, going to hell. And if you saved, this is the sacrifice made for you, and that's it. All achieved, you are not going to be in a hell. You are not will be parted from God. And it seems that this is all done. It's very important part. If we would be parted from God, we wouldn't achieve what is most important. But to saving from the hell, it's not the main part why he died on the cross. And maybe this is shocking. But when I will speak, continue speaking, you will understand why. or sometimes his opinion that Jesus is like the magic touch. Come to Jesus and he will make you happy, rich, and all the things that all these are correct, but this is not the goal. Or the worst type of introducing Christianity as a set of rules, and you need to keep it and to fit into that. So this is the lie also. None of those is the goal for the Jesus Christ that he came and died. It's not the main goal. The main goal is to die on the cross, that the human could return to the basic place, the first place where he fought. So the first place was to have a relationship with God, to have a life relationship with living God. We remember the Genesis book when it says that when the day, at the afternoon, God was coming to the Garden of Eden. And what he was doing, he was walking with Adam. And it doesn't written what is, but this was the action, not its spontaneous action, what is now. They were walking together. God was walking with Adam, with a human. And God wants the same today. He gave Jesus Christ on the cross that we may be saved from the hell, that he would be our blessing and answer to our prayers, our problems. Yes, God is healing. He is providing. But the first, he wants our relationship, friendship. He died on the cross instead of us, that he can have this friendship, relationship with human. So before I tell three things that should be in a friendship, there is more of, obviously, but today I'm going to mention three to start practicing it. And your quality walking with God will raise up. So before I want to mention that this relationship is a grace. So grace, which means that you didn't do anything for it. You are not worthy for it. It's God called all of us through Jesus Christ to be his friend, to be in a relationship with him. And in the Gospel of John, it says, it's not you, it's our choose you. Have you been in this place, maybe in a school, or maybe even in a church, that there is a people or the group of people or one person, you watching him or that group of people, and you want to be among them, and but you feel so unworthy of being there in their company, because in your opinion they are in a higher level. I'm taking this example, but this thought, thinking that I'm lower than someone else, is not correct. And you've been in that place. You try to confirm with them that they will accept you, that they would accept you, but you felt unworthy, that not welcome there. And the people who were in that place, you understand what they want to say. But this person that you wanted your relationship, he turned to you and he chose you. And he said, I want to be your friend. What the feeling is, if you were in this place, you know what the feeling is. Wow, this person that I wanted his friendship and I try and I couldn't achieve, he came into my house, he called, he sent the message, he invited me to be with him, to share the life. And God is much more. He is the friend that can't compare with any other human, with humanly friendship and relationship. He said, come, I want to walk with you. And to be possible, God sent Jesus Christ that he would die on the cross instead of us, because our sins and our self-righteous was the thing that blocked this wall that was between you and God would be broken. So this is the gift. Accept it. When we come into the relationship, the thoughts that I'm not worthy of God, I don't know if he wants to have a relationship with me, I feel dirty, I feel unaccepted. This is your flesh, your body, fleshly nature. And it shouldn't be in your heart. They should submit to God's word, to his grace. And the Bible says, come into his presence, into relationship with him, because he chose you first. He accepted, he invited first, and you give the answer. And you said, Jesus, you want to have relationships with me? Maybe with someone else, but with me? I'm sitting at the back in the church, even no one knows my name. And you calling me for the friendship? And God says, yes, yes, you, especially you. You, Anthony Berute, you are saying, God is calling you. He's not calling into some religious activity. When we come, to Christ, we come with this thinking that we need to do something for him, to work for him. Don't stay with this. God, Jesus said to his disciples, he said, I'm not calling you servants, I'm calling you friends. And I don't want you just to be workers or some participants of the religious, in a religion. He said, come, I want to speak to you. I want to show you all the spiritual mysteries. I want to give the revelations. And don't think that God speaks only through your favorite speaker. But first, God speaks to your heart in your kitchen, at your work, in the street, in a quiet place, in your room. God wants to open those things. He calls, he chooses you, and we give the answer for you, for him. God, with a grateful heart, we come. We have three things that I want to mention. I could speak about each sermon, but today I just want to mention. I know that some of you have a habit to write down. Sandra is like this. She's got a piece of paper. She's got a pen, and very often she can remind to others what was said. It's a good habit. If you have a pen and paper, you can write those three points. First, what is necessary when you have a relationship to have a healthy relationship is true ability to be yourself without any mask. When you are yourself, whatever happened in your life, you are not lying to you, you're not lying to yourself, you're not lying to God, you're not putting mask on your face. You're being authentic to yourself. I know that some people, when they want to be someone else in my presence, when I see people that acting and they want to be someone different, I want to cry for those people. Why you want to be someone else different? You are accepted. You are the best when you are being yourself. When you are truly you, when you are authentic, being yourself. Isaiah 55 says, "You who are thirsty, come to the water." He doesn't say, first eat and then come to the water. If you are thirsty, come. If something not right, come with what you have. In Gospel of Matthew it says, come all those who are weary and I will refresh you. And there is more scriptures that said, don't be better. Don't lie to yourself. Come as you are and let's speak. Let's have relationship as we are. I want to tell the secret. If you are not opening your heart and you are not authentic, God sees you as you are. He sees if you are happy, if you are sad. He sees your angry, and He loves you, and He wants relationship with you. And when you understand that He sees you, why are you lying? When we come with walk with God, be authentic. There is no forms in relationships. Every relationship is organic, but it's every day is authentic. We can't copy, we can't put it in some brackets. So allow yourself be as you are. Don't be afraid to cry. Don't be afraid to rejoice. Very often you see the prayers. People see that Vilma is praying or Darius is praying and they try to copy. No, this is how I pray, but there is no second Vilma. Found who you are in your heart and found your own prayers yourself. Don't act as someone else. That's why it's hard, because you are not real, you are not authentic, and you see that's something wrong. So all those three points, relationship with God, you can use it with a relationship with the people, husband and wives or friends. Learn how to open, even sometimes maybe not very good things, but don't be afraid to be yourself. You don't have to just smile. You sometimes can cry. Sometimes you can say that I'm angry, that you are sad, that you are afraid. This is not unbelief. It's opening things, releasing the things, what is happening in you. And the faith comes when you open and show there is no more darkness there. And miracles come, and the faith comes if you confess something first to God. And then you see how these clouds parting and the hope comes into your heart. This is the power. And in God's presence, we are can be as we are. Not with all people we can be. We have to trust them that they not laugh at us. And it's a process, sometimes long process, but trusting God. He loves you as you are. Maybe you are distracted, all bad, but God loves you. And He says, come to me and I will help you. I will show the way. You don't need to be as you not are. So first important thing is be yourself, be authentic. And now I'm not saying about things that you say, I'm angry and everyone will see that I'm angry and you release your fleshly nature. I'm not saying it's talking about this, but we need to have a friend that we trust, that we can trust. I have one friend that I can just be. And with Darius, I can be myself, and he is accepting. But I've got one more friend who accepts me as I am. And if I am sad, I can say that I'm sad. And I know that she will accept me. And this is should be for all of us to strive for. The second thing, in a relationship, there shouldn't be all concentrated on yourself. It should be love as is better for you, not as is better for me. We know in a friendship and in a marriage, if everything is concentrated just about me, everything is for me, this relationship, even if other side is loving and giving, if one person is orientated to himself, this relationship will break. For example, in a marriage, when I do this courses before, a course for newlyweds, for people before marriage, there was one couple that they were so concentrated, orientated on themselves, selfish. And I said, I don't recommend this marriage, but they didn't listen to me, and that marriage didn't last long. Why? I said, because this is not what the relationship should be. We could now read from Philippians 2:3. It says, Philippians 2:4, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others. Gospel of John. Gospel of John 15. From verse 9, it says, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be completed. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you may go and bear fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command, love each other." He showed love. He showed how it looks like. And he asked us to do the same. Very often people do something for God with wrong motives. The person thinks that if I will serve God, then God will answer my prayers. It's not written, nowhere written. Or if I don't do, then the God will harm me from the fear, serving God from fear, or serving God to gain his acceptance and love. We already loved, we already blessed, we already given and gifted. The only motive why you want to give yourself to God and serve to Him and to do what is great for good for Him, what would bless Him, what would give joy for Father's heart. He is worthy for all good. The only good motive is from love, from gratefulness for Him. God, I will serve you because you are good. I want to make you happy. Did you ask what will rejoice or what will bring joy to God's heart? Many things can bring joy to the God's heart, as the Darius was speaking today, speaking about the kids, what they wrote on the Father's Day greetings. It brought joy to his heart. The same with God. God will be blessed when we do. It says, if you will love each other, if you will look after each other, you don't harm each other, not bully each other, fathers, children with father, husband and wife, or friends. If you think, what good I could do for this person, you know what you will do. The God's heart will be rejoicing. I've got three children, and the same as the five fingers on my hands. You can't cut anyone. It will hurt. The same hurts when you speak something bad to others, when you harm others. God is not just like magic. To do what you want. God is good, but he is not like some parents sometimes behave. If you give to your child whatever they want, you can't give. They need to learn how to wait what will be not useful for him. God is not a magically answer all your needs or desires. God wants to do good for you. Every moment he wants to bless you. He wants to do good for you because he is good, but he wants to the same expecting from you, from love, from the decision. Not always you want to do good. Let's speak openly. The fleshly nature is with you. This body is good, but the fleshly nature is with us, and he doesn't want to do good. He wants to be lazy. He wants everything for myself. You need to learn how to crucify it. Our God likes when you offering your life for others. This is brings joy to God's heart. When you lay your life for someone else, when you listen to the Holy Spirit, he will show the steps. Sometimes, maybe, he says, when we say some things, when we come back to the church services, maybe he will encourage you to say testimony, and you are so scared of that, but you will crucify your fleshly nature, and from the love of God, you will do it. You will say, I don't want to stay in my selfish nature. Selfish person is never happy. They are never satisfied, and they never satisfied and happy with themselves and with others. Those people often stay very lonely, stay alone, because if you are not ready to lay your life for that woman or that man, so stay alone. But if you're ready to offer yourself, get married. You will start learning how to walk with God. So the only motive is from the love of God. And if you were in a relationship that you're giving something for the person, and that other person is with you because he's got some things, it's useful for him, this is not the correct relationship. Set up the boundaries is not the correct relationship. It's not biblical relationship. And it's a selfishness of other person. In a relationship, you're giving and you're taking, and it's from the both sides. And the same with God. God is never has a problems to not to give. God is never concentrated to himself, but very often usually problems are with us, concentration on ourselves. But if we treasure this relationship, we can submit our fleshly nature to him, and to do everything with a loving heart, and this our relationship will go deeper and deeper, and we can rejoice about it. So the last one is respect. In a relationship, there should be respect. With speaking with God, it's a worship. When the same is with the relationship with people, respect. You don't need to worship, but the respect is necessary. So I will read from Philippians 2:3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others. And in the Psalms 37 says that be delightful in God, and He will give everything what your heart desires. Keeping others higher than ourselves is understanding what that other person have, what I don't have. No one is a superman or a superwoman that can do everything, that they have every gifts. It's not like this. God gave the body with the different gifts, with the different callings, and we need each other. And it's normal. It's a relationship, healthy relationship, when a husband and wife comes together. They see in each other what they don't have. When I started my relationship with my husband Darius, I noticed patience, stability. It wasn't in me. And when I was looking at him, I said, "Wow, this person has it." And you don't need to hide it, you need to speak it. When we speak about the people in the church, don't raise your abilities and gifts above others. Learn to see others and to respect it. Say each other what you admire. Wow, for example, you sing very nicely. I can't sing like that. And it's not like you are lower than that person. You don't need, you have to be yourself. But I rejoice of what you have, the gift God gifted you. It's a wonderful gift that you have. And you're blessing me by this. Speak to others, husband to wife, wives to husbands. Parents to children, children to parents, friends to each other, pastors to the church, and church to people, to the pastors. This is respect. When we speak about respect, it's a very simple thing. With God is a worship. Because God has all best qualities. He is the Father that loves unconditionally. He is that forgives always, always accepts as you are. He knows how to sing, how to dance, how to be happy. He is a wise. He is a teacher above all teachers. He is a friend from the capital letter. And when we come, there is many songs. Put your heart into singing. Worship Him. When you come to your room, come with respect. Remembering, God, you are wonderful. Once I was speaking with one person about heaven, how we were gonna be there, worship, we're gonna sing and we'll be standing at the throne and bowing down. I like singing, but I don't want to sing for all eternity or bow down before all the time. But when we know God here on earth, I believe that in heaven will be something similar. When, for example, you see your puppy dog and you see, this puppy dog is for you. He gave it for you, for your joy. We've got the new puppy dog. He's 1 year now. And I see him. He's so beautiful. His eyes. And in the morning, I woke up and the first thing I say hello to Simba because he's so cute. And some, or for example, you go to the seaside, you see all that picture and the fresh air. And you see, wow, how beautiful. Or you see the flower. And you worship the creator of all this creature. And when you go to heaven, there will be always wow. You will see flower, you will see things. So this is the worship when we notice those his goodness, his works, and nothing can compare, nothing can repeat it. We notice each other, we notice our good deeds, and we respect it. We are grateful. And people should respect each other just for being humans. Even if the person every person is worth of respect. And respect is the choice. So this is short intro of 3 points. What is necessary in relationship? Same with God and same with each other. So closing, I want to say what to do if you see that all those 3 points are I understood completely wrong. You have to repent and change your mind. I was so egoistic, so selfish with you and with people. Forgive me, God. And instead of giving thanks, I always was not content. So ask for forgiveness and give yourself to God anew. This is your strive. 3 points that are important for the friendship, for relationship. I want to learn those things. Holy Spirit, teach me. Remind me. I made it a strive. This is a God's word. It's a biblical teaching. How these relationships, friendships should be. And if you pray, Holy Spirit will help you how to enter into those things, how to make it real, how to change. Holy Spirit will move and will remind you. Maybe you will have to say sorry in the beginning, and then you will learn. If, for example, husband and wife, and they think they woke up in the morning and say, what is best for my wife today? how she could be happy, how I can make her rejoice. And the wife would say, what good I could do for my husband to make him happy? This is heaven on earth. Is it possible? Yes, it's possible, because this is God's will. It's God's way. To think like this, we all understand. For the fleshly nature is not good. It doesn't like, because he won't sleep as long as as he wants. He needs to sacrifice. But you know what? The friendship will come. Love will come. It's worth. And the father's heart always will rejoice. So that's all. I will close here. And before we take a breath and wine, I want to pray for all of us, right where you are, in the faith. Give yourself to God, saying, God, you did everything for this relationship. Forgive if I didn't know, if I didn't strive for it, and I thought that it's impossible, that I have to do something to become your friend. God says, come, come, let's have a friendship. Come. And from this, wonderful things will come. I will teach you. I am good teacher. I will teach you what to be, what the friendship is. God, I thank you. I thank you that the fortress of the mind that was wrong will part. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you are accepting each one of us anew. You break the religious chains from the fear to be content with your deeds or trying to please you with our works. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Jesus Christ that is given in offer for us, that we could come to Holy of Holies and stay there to walk with you. Jesus, thank you. And right there where you are, decide. Some of you may be first time, because there was new for you this message, but for some it's just a remembrance. Make a decision. God, I'm not will be content with anything less in Christianity as with a real relationship, life relationship with my Heavenly Father. And you, Holy Spirit, will learn, will teach me how to do everything, what I need to know to grow this relationship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you through Jesus Christ. I thank you. Maybe some of you, you need to change your opinion about your spouse or your friends, or say sorry and say, from now on, according to these 3 points in our friendship, relationship, we're going to have different. God, thank you. God, thank you. Jesus, I thank you.